programs for young people. And from the Ministry of Gender side, what we have done is we have taken the provisions from this Child Care Protection Act that speaks to medical consent to HIV testing, for example. And we have put it in a child-friendly version for young people to understand that they can go to the hospital and access medical or do HIV testing without the consent of parents. There are provisions, for example, relating to pre-exposure prophylaxis at various clinics for young people. There have been a bit of research indicating that there is an uptake from young people in that on that area. And there's also, of course, as I indicated, with other partners like civil society, they're implementing the DREAMS project, where they are providing also safe spaces for these young people to come and discuss various issues, especially issues relating to gender-based violence that they are experiencing. From the VAC study that we conducted, we have seen that a lot of young people are experiencing violence, especially from intimate partners, and there is a need to address that as it put them at risk of also contracting HIV. So we are doing a lot of awareness raising in schools. From our side, the ministry has a dedicated budget for social workers and development planners to conduct awareness raising, specifically targeting young people in schools on the programs that are available for them, whether it's to access the PrEP that I'm referring to, or whether they how they can deal with issues around teenage pregnancy or violence in general. We also have a program under the Ministry of Youth, as I indicated yesterday, that where they are providing family planning, access to family planning, because the young people feel more comfortable in another setting to get their family planning in another setting, and also getting psychosocial support from social workers that are based at the Ministry of Youth. We have, for example, in schools, Ministry of Education is still offering the My Future is My Choice program that continue to educate them on sexual reproductive health rights issues and so forth. So there are different programs that we are trying to implement in various settings, whether it's at community level or at school level, to address the issues of the needs of young people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think those were comprehensive answers. So then I think we will now proceed to the closing. So it's over to you. Well, actually, first of all, I think I should hand over to the Country Task Force to say our few words, and then we'll give you the last word. Yes. Sophie Kiladze.